This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mike Shreve, and we're going to be talking to him about his new book, 65 Promises from God to Your Child. And basically, of course, it's just a list. It's basically a list of God's promises, and you find them in the Bible. They're all taken from the various books of the Old Testament and a few from the New Testament. But basically, of course, God has promised us, certainly, that he will guide our lives and our children's lives if we're faithful to him. Now, of course, if you listen to our program regularly, we tell you about all the bad things that are going on in the world today, and there are terrible things taking place. We're on the verge of a financial collapse here in America. We're on the verge of some sort of either an EMP attack or a solar charge, a solar flare that could very well wipe out our electric grid. We're on the verge of a conflict with Russia over in the Syrian area. Russia's bringing in warships into the area in Syria to protect Syria. As we finance, certainly, the Saudis and the people from Qatar and certainly the rebels there. And believe me, if you just don't think for 1 minute that we're behind and we're coordinating everything, and if you think for 1 minute that Israel would be attacking Syria without a go-ahead from the United States, you probably don't understand that Netanyahu used to belong to the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a furniture salesman who we put into power over there to carry out our programs. So nothing as it appears to be. But then on the other hand, of course, what we don't think about is the fact that there really is a God, that behind everything going on in the world today are powerful spiritual forces, that God has given us guarantees that if we focus upon him, no matter how bad things get in the world, he will be there to look after us. And certainly the Christians over in the Near East and the Middle East are having a terrible time today. But those who are faithful to the Lord, I believe that the Lord is looking out after them in one way or another. So with that as the background, Mike, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story and tell us, of course, the message you're trying to get out with to our listeners through your book, that is 65 Promises from God for Your Child.
Well, I am a father of two children, a 21-year-old and also a 12-year-old. And in seeking God over their lives and trying to find promises in his word that related to my relationship with them and their relationship with God, I discovered 65 specific promises God's given in his word for my children and for the children of every believer that's listening. And it gave my faith such impetus, such strength. It lifted me to a whole new level of expectation as I interceded over my son and my daughter, because it gave me a basis for my belief that God has already made a commitment in the form of a promise, then I can expect him to bring it to pass.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into very difficult times. I believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. And the one thing, though, that will sustain us is the realization that there really is a God. That what we're seeing is not the unfolding of political events. We're seeing the unfolding of spiritual events, that they're taking place on a political battlefield and a cultural battlefield and an ideological battlefield. But behind that is this spiritual battle, and we want to be certain that we have a personal relationship with our Lord. And the only thing that may get us through and our children through what lies ahead is that relationship. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Mike Shreve as we pick up and talk about the one element that's ignored so much today, and that is God.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Mike Shreve, and we're talking about his book, 65 Promises from God for Your Child, and basically going into the fact that we're going to have to trust our children to our Lord, but of course we have to set the example. We have to certainly be faithful to the Lord if we're going to expect Him to look after our children. Now, we're moving into a time where certainly there are so many temptations out there for children, certainly illicit sex, certainly homosexuality, all sorts of things today that where you can get ahead in the world, but you have to compromise your principles. But once you start doing that, why, of course, you're going to lose God's blessing. And so we have to set an example for our children, and we have to move them in that direction. And basically, of course, prayer is important, example is important. But as we look and see what's going on in the world today, and there's so many things happening, so many exciting things happening, and so many disastrous things happening, but ordinarily we just do not put God into the equation. Wouldn't you think that's probably true, Mike, that most people, unless, of course, they're devout Christians, or they're constantly thinking about this, or ministers such as you, don't put God first when they look and see what's going on today. They look and see what's happening economically, and they look at it from an economic point of view, without understanding that certainly there are spiritual forces that are at work in everything taking place. But go right ahead.
Well, yes, I fully agree that we are in a spiritual world. And though they are hidden from human sight, still there are angelic forces and demonic forces that are vying for the control of the minds of this generation in a greater intensity than ever. The delusion is greater than ever. The deception is greater than ever. And that's all the more reason we need the warfare in intercession over our children. And two particular promises that come to my mind are especially powerful for parents who have children that have gone wayward, that have walked out into darkness. Proverbs 11:21 says, "The seed of the righteous shall be delivered." And so I encourage every righteous living father or mother out there, God said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And instead of pleading with God and begging begging God, saying, "Oh God, please move for my son, he's fallen away," or "God, please move for my daughter, she's walked out into such an evil lifestyle," instead say, "Father God, you made a commitment in Proverbs 11:21. You said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, and I lay hold of that promise and I claim its fulfillment in my child's life." And another one of my favorites is Isaiah 49:25, where God references this spiritual warfare that you talked about, Dr. Stan. And he said, "I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children." Of course, the one who contends with us is Satan and his host of demonic powers. And God said, "I'm in this battle with you. I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children." There's a lady in California who attended some of my meetings, and she heard this particular insight the Lord gave me and began praying these promises over her children. And at the time, all three of her children were on drugs and all three of them were in jail. And she began claiming these verses and expecting God to move. And God honors faith. God honors faith. And within 3 months, all three children were saved. Two of them were out of jail and anticipating entering the ministry. One of them was getting her life together a little bit slower than the others, but still they were all changed dramatically. And of course, I can't promise and wouldn't promise that there's immediate result guaranteed, but I do believe that if you pray in faith, it's going to have more impact than if you pray in desperation. And that's what this book is all about, is encouraging parents, because we're in a warfare. You're absolutely right. There is greater darkness coming in on this generation. Witchcraft, Wicca, and all these strange, dark religious expressions that are trying to control the minds of our youth. And we have to produce the opposite. We have to produce true, authentic Christianity so that they can see there's more power in serving God than in serving the devil.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there and you have a question for our guest. But basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and our children are under attack today. Our educational programs and our schools are aimed at destroying their faith. Certainly, why do you think, in the heaven's name, do you think they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and any mention of Christmas or Easter out of our schools? They wanted to destroy the faith of our children. They knew exactly what they were doing. They just didn't want the public to understand that there is a organized, orchestrated, very well-financed conspiracy against the souls of our children, and it goes right into the Supreme Court. In fact, the reason that we have the problems that we do with this wall of separation was because the Masons took control of our Supreme Court in 1941 and controlled it to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. At one time, there was only one non-Mason on the United States Supreme Court. Why doesn't anybody ever tell you that? Why, very simply, the people who do know, they're either afraid or they're on the other side. I said, why don't our ministers tell us? They don't understand the spiritual battle that they certainly are involved in. but basically there is an organized effort to destroy the souls of our children, and they're doing such a good job with that. And certainly the entertainment today, the things that you read, you have a hard time finding good Christian books. You have a hard time, in fact, many of our Christian bookstores, if you go into them today, you'll find out they have lots of non-Christian or very questionable Christian books there. Certainly there are lots of wonderful Christian DVDs. Certainly they can't, they're full-length movies, made as full-length movies, but they can't get them out into the regular theaters. And so they put them out on DVDs, and then everything is done to block their average Christian family from knowing about them. And certainly if they don't know about them, they can't get them. But these, of course, can have a profound impact. Entertainment can be used as an inspirational thing or as a destructive thing. And I fear that so many of the DVDs that are available and the motion pictures are available are aimed at undermining our faith in our Lord. And that is the only thing that is going to see many of us through the difficult times that are upon us today. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I guess is Mike Shreve. Mike, why don't you tell us about the book and give some examples of the 65 promises that are there for our children.
Well, Proverbs 14:26 would probably be a very powerful promise to claim, especially in these last days. It says, in the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The man or woman who fears God, and instantly, the fear of the Lord is different than fleshly fear. The fear of the Lord is an absolute, utter, reverential awe, and yet that's not sufficient. It just makes you want to melt before his majesty in total surrender, recognizing his highness and his holiness. That's the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And here this scripture, Proverbs 14:26, says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. When a man or a woman fears God, there's nothing left to fear, the old saying goes. You don't even fear death. You don't fear persecution or rejection in this world. And you shouldn't fear anything past, present, or future if you truly fear God. Well, by walking in that attitude of heart, you are creating a spiritual place of protection for your family. By your example, by your passionate lifestyle, passionately living for the truth, you create a spiritual kind of enclave, or, if you will, a safe place where we can retreat to. We can all retreat to our place of faith, our place of trust, our place of confidence in God, even when we're in the most dangerous situation. I've seen God intervene miraculously in the lives of both of my children, because I have fear for God. I fear the Lord, and I believe that brings God's attention to the battle zones of my life. When my son was born, my wife went through a very difficult birth of this boy. 48 hours she was in labor, and the doctors made some bad choices, and he laid in the birth canal much, much longer than he should. And when he was born, the doctors came to us and braced us for the inevitable. They said, your son suffered oxygen deprivation for a lengthy period. There's no way that could have happened without him suffering severe brain damage. He'll probably be a vegetable and unable to communicate, unable to function. Well, just 3 years ago, my son entered into college, and he was in the highest honor society possible in that college the first year as he entered in. So God has the last word, and we pray. And because we feared the Lord, we had a place of refuge, a place where we could expect the miraculous.
Well, you know, I think that most people today don't believe in miracles, but basically there can be miracles and God can intervene. This is what people really don't understand, that we certainly live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world, there's an intangible world. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with our guest, Mike Shreve, his book, 65 Promises for Your Child.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sound. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Mike Shreve. Our telephone number is 1-888 1-888-24 Liberty, 1-888-24 Liberty, or 464-8295, and we're simply talking about the fact that God plays an important part in what's going on today. And of course, we can orient certainly our life around all the events that are taking place. I guess about the job, about the finances, about the bank accounts, about what's happening militarily, and that is important. And we focus on these issues, but I have to criticize myself. Sometimes I do not bring out enough about the fact that this really is a spiritual battle, that God is involved in everything, that God can actually commit miracles, and whether he's going to, I don't know what his plan is, although I can see the things unfolding as we move into a major crisis in the coming months, or certainly within the next couple of years. Some cataclysmic events are going to happen to America, I believe, because America has turned its back on God, and I believe if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever, and he's going to bring his judgment on this nation. And we are certainly trapped here, but of course, if we are faithful to the Lord, why, he will see us through whatever lies ahead. And if you don't have that faith and you don't have that guidance, you're going to be in real trouble. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mike, our telephone number is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and give us a call. But Mike, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get copies of your book on 65 Promises from God for Your Child?
Thank you very much for asking me to share that. My website is shreveministries.org. That's S-H-R-E-V-E. ShreveMinistries.org. They can get the book on that website, or they can get it on Amazon.com, or by going to the publisher Charisma House. And so it's available in several locations, also in their bookstore. It's available in most bookstores and Walmart, praise God. Also, I have a 4-CD teaching, 4 hours of teaching on CD, where I teach on each one of the 65 promises, and I then intercede with parents over their children in each one of those areas. And that's also available on my website and also on Amazon.com. And so we want to partner with parents in this spiritual battle. God wants to partner with parents in this spiritual battle. In fact, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." And so there are constant, there's a constant surveillance of all children. I'm sure that's a blanket promise for all children, but how much more those who are the offspring of people who are in a covenant relationship with God. There are angels assigned to them. And so I believe as we seek the face of God, his name is Jehovah Sabaoth, or Yahweh Sabaoth, which means the Lord of hosts, the God of an army of angels that are poised and ready for battle. He's the one who commands the angels, not us. And we appeal to him to move in the behalf of our offspring by angelic intervention, and I believe he'll do it. I know, Stan, that my daughter was an even greater miracle than my son, I think, in some ways. When my wife was about 5 months pregnant, we went to the doctor, and he and his nurse came in with a very grim look on their faces, and he said, "I've got to show you something," and he pointed to an ultrasound screen and said, "Do you see the dark spot at the base of her spine?" I said, "Well, yes, I do." And he said, "That's spina bifida. She has a hole in her spine. And because of chemical things going on in my wife's body," he said, "she'll most likely, almost 100% sure, she'll have cretinism too, which is a severe form of retardation." But as we walked out of his office, my wife heard the voice of the Lord speak, and he said, "Your daughter will dance on the streets of Jerusalem. The doctor had just said she'd never even walk, but God said she'd dance. For months, my wife laid hands on her belly and claimed Psalm 128, verse 8, 38, verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. She said, baby, I claim you're perfect. And when she was born, she was perfect. God intervened. And he had the last word. So faith can bring forth the miraculous. We have a God of miracles.
We really do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess. This evening is Mike Shreve. His book is 65 Promises from God for Your Child. 65 Promises from God for Your Child. And it's really a book written for parents to try to get them to understand that they must pray for their child, they must set an example for their child, and that miracles really do happen. And certainly, if you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, you probably don't believe in the supernatural or in miracles. But if you're a Christian, why certainly you read the scriptures, you see all these descriptions of the things that not only Jesus, but that Peter and Paul did. They were supernatural. There were things that certainly couldn't have happened the way they did, but they did. And certainly Jesus brought people back from the dead. He was able to heal lepers. He was able to do all sorts of miraculous things. Now, those are either just stories that have no basis in fact, or they're real stories, and this is exactly what happened. And I choose to believe that is what happened. I do know that as a physician, I saw miracles actually happen. I was a trained conventional orthopedic surgeon, and with certain criteria we had for amputating the legs on diabetics. I remember this one woman, and she came in, she was diabetic, and she was going to lose both legs. There was no question, and there was nothing I was going to be able to do to stop that. It was just a matter not of if we were going to have to amputate her legs, but at what level would we amputate the midfoot? Would we amputate through the ankle? Would we amputate below knee? And so I had nothing to lose, so we prayed for her. And the most amazing thing is, she walked out of that hospital, and I saw time and time again God's hand, and certainly in the things that took place, having nothing to do with my skill. But I do believe that God does intervene in the affairs of men. And of course, as Mike brings out in his book, why certainly God has intervened with his children and certainly has brought them into a personal relationship with himself. And basically, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a God, there is a visible world, but there's an invisible world. Until you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we forget about this, we don't really apply it. We go to church on Sunday, but after that, of course, Monday, Tuesday through Saturday, while we simply were involved in the world, and yet, of course, once we are not involved constantly with our Lord, and remembering that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, then we will have no wisdom. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Mike, certainly, I'm sure through the years as a minister, now you've seen God's hand in working with many of the people that you've come in encounter with as well, haven't you?
Oh, definitely. I've seen amazing, amazing miracles. I've done quite a bit of mission work over in India. And the first time I preached in India, I went to a place called Kumbakonam. And according to the local ministers, I was the first Western missionary to conduct a crusade within the city limits of this huge Hindu center. There were seven extremely large Hindu temples all around the field where I was conducting the crusade. Unknown to me, there were six radical Hindus that had made a plan to storm the platform at a certain point, beat me up publicly, and then they were going to tie me to their vehicle and drag me through the city in order to stop missionary activity in their town. But right at the end of my message, God spoke to me and said, call for the deaf and tell them if what you preached is true, the deaf will hear again. I didn't realize that my life hung on obedience to what God told me to do. They brought seven deaf people. Four of them were totally deaf. And long story short, I began to pray for one that was completely deaf. Suddenly I heard this horrible sound behind me. I didn't know that it was these men with a sledgehammer hitting the big padlock on this 20-foot-high gate that was supposed to prevent break-ins in this public arena. And all of a sudden, I turned and looked, and the gate swung open, and these six men came running toward me, ready to beat me up. And at the same time I saw them coming, the man jerked out of my hand and started screaming to the crowd that he could hear again. And it was a very tense moment. And all of a sudden, the head of the Hindu radical group stopped dead in his tracks, and he looked at this young man and walked over and began to whisper in his ears and get him to repeat it back. And he shook his head, marveling, and called his other men over there, and they all tested him. And I didn't find out until the next day that the man who was healed was the next door neighbor of the man who came to beat me up. God orchestrated that. It was an amazing night. Many other miracles took place, and when I gave an altar call, over 500 Hindu people came forward, including the six men who came to beat me up that night. They were convinced that Jesus truly is the Savior of the world by the miracle that he worked. And so, yes, I've seen tremendous things happen by the power of the name of Jesus. It's not our power. He purchased it when he was striped at a pillar in Pilate's hall. But the way we approach God in prayer is very, very important. In fact, to get back to the promises for our children, I think one of the most powerful passages is Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 and 20, where God said, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants, you and your offspring may live. So we as Christian believers, as parents, must choose life. Now, what does that mean? There are certain things that that have a life-imparting effect to our souls, to our minds, like choosing joy, choosing love, choosing forgiveness, choosing obedience, choosing surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. All of these things produce life in the soul and life in the spirit. But if we choose lust, when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. Sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. So to choose evil is to choose death, the death of the mind, the death of the soul. And God said that if we choose life, that both we who choose and our offspring shall live, because we invite the presence of the spirit of life into our homes and into our families by choosing the right kind of lifestyle. And so parents, you're not living a Christian life in vain. When you choose life, God said there's going to be a subliminal presence that's going to affect your offspring. A powerful scripture, Proverbs 3:33, says, the curse of the Lord is upon the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. And God's blessing is there. It's going to have a permeating influence. Believe it, trust it, pray it, and expect it to come to pass.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, certainly when I was beginning to get started in my studies of what was going on from a geopolitical point of view, back in 1962, I had no idea that there was this spiritual component to what was going on. I thought it was all a sort of political, ideological, the battle between communism and capitalism. I didn't understand the spiritual component of it. But 50 or probably 20 years later, when I began to analyze what was going on, I became aware of the fact that in other countries, there's a tremendous spiritual component. Certainly, when we went to live in Africa, why so many of the people there were deeply involved in the occult, and certainly they have every maid. We had a maid, and she put her bed up on milk cartons, and basically every maid did, every black maid. Well, that was because that was to keep Togolos from getting into bed with them. Togolos was a little black demon. They all believed in the demons. They certainly believed in the supernatural. They believed, of course, that my maid was a Christian, but it was a nominal Christianity. She didn't understand the Bible at all, but she did understand that there was a God and there was evil in the world. Unfortunately, so many people in America aren't as smart as my black maid was. There in South Africa, all the maids were, they understood the spiritual battle that goes on. They saw manifestations of the supernatural. So many people here in America don't believe it at all. They certainly think it's foolishness to think that there can be anything other than the material world. And of course, this is one reason we're in the problems we are today. And certainly the entertainment medium is focused our attention on depravity and so much, but not an understanding of the force that God has and his ability to correct the problems that face civilization and mankind today. Well, certainly, would you like to go on with some of your other experiences or the things that you describe in your book?
Oh, certainly, I'd love to. I suppose if I were to bring out another amazing indication of God's intervention in our children's lives. It would be my son who, well, you'd appreciate this if you were an orthopedic surgeon. Because of his traumatic birth, he had a toe walking condition. Apparently, well, it wasn't because of the birth, it was because the tendons apparently in the back of his heel did not form correctly in the womb. And so he was always walking on his toes because they were too short. And there was never a moment, if he was walking, that he was not walking on his toes. And we went to every kind of specialist, and finally we went to an orthopedic hospital where the man told us he could clip those tendons and there would be a 50-50 chance that they could either grow back longer and it would correct the condition, or my son would be worse off as a result. And I said, well, I'm not willing to take that chance. That's not enough of a percentage for me to say go ahead. And so we were driven to a place where we had to have a miracle, and we felt anyway that we had to have a miracle if there was going to be a change. And so during a camp meeting, two or three other ministers and I gathered around my son, and we prayed over him for about 20 minutes. He was in my arms, and we were seeking God in his behalf. When I set him down on the floor, he walked flat-footed and has walked flat-footed every day since, never walked on his toes again. And so I saw God do it right before my eyes. I saw God do it. And I know he doesn't heal every time we ask him. If he did, then we would have control instead of him. He's God. He is sovereign. I don't understand why some are healed and others are not healed. All I know, when people ask me about that, and they say, well, what if you pray for somebody and they're not healed? My response to them usually is this, that Babe Ruth was the home run king. But unknown to a lot of people, he was also the strikeout king. He struck out more than anybody. But he didn't allow the times that he struck out to discourage him from trying again. And when he did connect with the ball, he would send it over the wall. And in like manner, I've had plenty of prayers that I prayed that it didn't look like there was an answer at all. But I've tried not to let that discourage me from praying what the Bible calls the prayer of faith. There's a big difference between a prayer that is full of negativity and a prayer that is a prayer of faith. Quite often, praying is just rehearsing the problem in the ears of God for some people, instead of an expectation and a praise for God's intervention in our circumstance. And I believe there's a difference. It makes a huge difference. And I know I was praying these promises over my daughter. For instance, when my daughter was 5 years old, she wasn't as connected with God as I thought she should be. And I found this promise in Isaiah 44, verse 3 and 4, where God said, I will pour out my blessing upon your offspring. I will pour out my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing upon your seed. And they shall grow up among the grass like willows by the watercourse. So for about a month, I said, God, I thank you. You said in Isaiah 44, you would pour out your spirit on my seed. And I claim the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in my daughter's life. And in a church service shortly after that, she had this amazing encounter with God where she and a number of other young people prayed and sought God and wept for about 30 or 40 minutes in the altar. And she was never the same. She had this personal encounter that changed her forever. Did it have something to do with me claiming that promise, or was that just a coincidence? That's something I can't answer 100% in assurance one way or the other. But I do believe that God is a God that answers prayer. And I do believe claiming his promises make us much more receptive to the things of God. And it certainly worked that way with my daughter.
Well, I can never forget when I certainly was talking with my minister one evening about certainly, well, becoming a Christian, and I really didn't know whether Christianity was real or not. And he said, look, he said, why don't you ask God to come into your life and take it over. And basically, if he doesn't do it, you'll know it isn't true. If he does take over your life, you'll know it is true. But you have to ask. And so, well, that seemed like sort of a no-lose proposition. And so we got down on our knees together, and we prayed, and I asked God to come in and take over my life. And certainly we got done. My minister went home. I went to bed. But the next morning I woke up and the whole world was different. And suddenly you realize that your outlook on the world, your outlook on everything was different. And that afternoon, while in the office, somebody came in and asked my secretary if I'd looked at the x-rays. My first inclination was, well, I really hadn't looked at them, but I'd say I had looked at the x-rays and then I'd go look them out later. And suddenly I realized I couldn't say that. Because, of course, I hadn't looked at the x-rays, and I had to say, embarrassingly enough, I haven't looked at the x-rays, but I will look at them now. And suddenly I realized I couldn't say something that wasn't true. It was the most amazing experience to suddenly realize that my life had changed simply by asking the Lord to come into my life. And if you're out there in the audience and you are listening tonight and you've never asked God to come into your life, let me suggest that you give this serious consideration. And you can do it certainly with a minister. You can do it by yourself. All you have to do is ask God to suddenly guide you to take over your life, that you will do as he tells you to and follow his direction. And I can promise you certainly your life will change if you do this in all sincerity. This is not imaginary. There really is a God. Well, certainly our guest is Mike Shreve. His book is 65 Promises from God for Your Child. Fascinating reading, certainly based entirely upon the scriptures and upon the things that God has promised us. We'll be back in just a moment here. And, of course, you can get hold of Mike Shreve. You get his book at Amazon or certainly Barnes & Noble's or Walmart.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sell. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Mike Shreve. And Mike, do you have any parting thoughts before we let you go?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Oh, I just wondered if you had any parting thoughts. The program's over, but do you have a parting thought for our listeners across America, around the world?
Oh, I just pray for revival in the lives of every son and daughter, grandson and granddaughter of those who are listening, that you will see an amazing visitation to your family as you claim these promises in their behalf.
All right, fine. And the book, of course, is 65 Promises from God for Your Child. It's available at Amazon.com. And you could, one more time, we'll let you get your website out, and then we'll let you go.
It's ShreveMinistries.org. That's S-H-R-E-V-E. ShreveMinistries.org.
God bless you, Mike, and thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for the privilege of being on with
you. Okay, well, that was Mike Shreve, and I hope you enjoyed him. And basically, of course, it really is a God. There really are supernatural things that have happened. His story about his experience in India. I've had similar stories told to me by other ministers who certainly been out on the front lines and certainly well could have been killed either in Africa or in India. And God has intervened. Does he always intervene? No, I don't think so, but I think that more often than not he does. And when he doesn't intervene, there's usually a reason for it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberties, primarily listener supported. And basically, if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Certainly, you can get our books and 4-CD sets and DVDs. You can get the health products. You can get the spices. We actually carry spices. Or you can certainly get the Miracle 2 soap products or the Berkey water products that we carry. And we think that they're all well worthwhile. They will help you in your preparation for the coming difficult times that lie ahead. And ladies and gentlemen, you should be laying in food. You should be laying in supplies. You should be laying in health products so that you'll have them on hand, Sydney. When is this going to happen? I don't know. But if you haven't seen our 4-CD set or heard our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, why you really need to get it? It was just a week ago today, a week ago yesterday and today. There were actually three X-level solar flares. Any one of them, had they been on our side of the sun, could have knocked out our entire electronic system. Fortunately, they're all on the back of the moon, but not a word about it in the controlled media. And nothing is being done to try to certainly prevent this from happening. For a few $100 million, we could protect all of our major cities. And for a couple of $1 billion, we could do away with this problem. We give that amount of money away to Egypt every year. So why aren't we doing what's necessary to protect America? Well, it doesn't make any sense, so there must be another explanation. And I really believe, of course, that God does play and does guide the affairs of men. Is this going to be God's judgment on America? I don't know. But I suggest you at least consider getting the 4-CD set and the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, the book A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who spent 30 years in the Defense Department, and when he retired, he was a senior analyst reporting to the Undersecretary of Defense. We have, of course, the Congressional Commission Report, 2009, part 2004 Congressional Commission Report. We put that together so you can read what the Congressional Commission came up with, and totally blacked out by the controlled media. And if you want to know certainly how the controlled media is controlled, why certainly we suggest you get the book, The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our webpage is radioliberty.com. is RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, to the prairie,
to the old. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, they were supposed to be the views of Paul Smith, Chuck Smith's brother, for this next hour, but we've called him several times. His phone doesn't work. So I guess it's going to be open lines. And it's going to be you out there in the listening audience. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because I have absolutely nothing prepared for this next hour. However, I would point out that there's some very interesting things going on over in Syria. Basically, Assad, the president of Syria, has said that if they are attacked again by Israel, they've been attacked two or three times in this last month in Israel under one guise or another, with the full permission, you can be sure, of Washington, D.C., because remember Netanyahu was a furniture salesman when they picked him up and made him what he is today. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He isn't today, but he does exactly what he's told. And Netanyahu, of course, is working along with Syria and Qatar, basically trying to replace the government in Syria, and this is a terrible mistake. Why? Because as bad as Assad is, he'd be a lot better than the revolutionaries there that are trying to overthrow him. These are al-Qaeda revolutionaries. If they're successful, they're going to go ahead and have chemical weapons and totally destabilize that whole part of the world. Now, fortunately, the Russians are certainly much more logical than we are. They're sending their warship in. They sent in an anti-missile cruiser, came in. They have cruise missiles to knock out cruise missiles there. And basically, the Russians have got their forces aligned there. They're actually supplying missiles for Syria. And they're supplying certainly surface-to-surface missiles that go about 182 miles, and they would certainly be able to take out Tel Aviv and the other major Jewish cities. And so, basically, the Russians are giving these missiles to Syria, and those will be used against Israel. This could be a terrible situation because we would then be almost forced into this war. And basically, of course, what you're seeing in Syria is a proxy war. Here you have Iran and Russia on one side. You have Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Israel on the other side. And we're orchestrating this whole thing in this effort to destabilize that part of the world in preparation for World War III. Because you can't have a war unless you have an enemy. And what we've done is we've toppled Syria and we've toppled Libya and Tunisia. And they are all now in the hands of the radical Muslim Brotherhood. And then, of course, we toppled Turkey back in 2002. They're in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that whole area is moving into certainly a situation of total economic, pardon me, political chaos. Well, fortunately, it looks like we've got Paul Smith on the line. So, hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Monteith. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate so much your being with us, and I certainly enjoyed reading your book. And we're going to we're going to be back in just a couple of moments with Paul Smith as we talk about his book, going into what's happening to Christianity. And basically, there are all sorts of movements within Christianity today that are aimed at changing the Christian message. And basically, of course, they're saying that the Bible really isn't inerrant. And, of course, this is the Rick Warren, certainly this whole movement that Rick Warren is putting together. But it is changing the structure of Christianity. And instead of having a personal relationship with our Lord, why, of course, we're certainly seeing the undermining of traditional Christianity, which, of course, could very well be a prelude to the destruction of America. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains, through the prairies, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Dr. Stan, I guess, is Paul Smith, and Paul is Chuck Smith's brother. And basically, Paul is on the front lines of this effort to try to keep Christianity and the Christian church basically adhering to the Bible as the inherent word of God. And yet, of course, there's this emerging church movement, which is changing the structure of Christianity. And certainly many of our major, certainly televangelists and many of the major ministers in America are doing everything they can to undermine the traditional Christian message. So I'm going to let Paul pick up the story. He knows it so well. This is his life. And he writes a wonderful book about this. What's the title of that latest book, Paul?
The title of the book is New Evangelicalism, The New World Order.
The New Evangelicalism, The New World Order. And that's really what it's all about, because they know if they can destroy the Christian foundation of this country, they can destroy this country. Paul, you pick up the story.
Dr. Monteith, I suppose it began when I was involved working with the Calvary Chapel churches across the country. I had a nephew. In fact, I have two nephews, one of the sons, the older son of my brother, and then the second son of four sons of my sister. And they both became involved in what we see as the emergent church. And they began to be attracted to the growth possibilities and that were being introduced by Leadership Network Group. My nephew, one of them, became involved with Rick Warren, and then this became involved, and they became involved with Leadership Network, which is Bob Buford of Dallas, Texas now, and Peter Drucker, the former Peter Drucker.
I think for our listeners, Peter Drucker was a non-Christian who got involved with the Christian movement because he wanted to change it and use it for different purposes. He was an internationalist. He had worked certainly as an intellectual, but his job was, his objective was simply to change the structure of our society, to bring about a one world government and to undermine Christianity. And yet, of course, he was used as a source of information by many of our major Christian leaders.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Well, I might go back to Peter Drucker and to Henry Kissinger. Both of them had graduated from the University of Frankfurt in Germany, which is a Marxian socialist school. We were not that aware of the school and the preparations they make for these young men. But both Drucker was from Vienna, Austria, and Henry Kissinger from Germany. And at the beginning of World War II, it was David Rockefeller that brought them to the United States and put them on the Committee for Strategic Studies. And that committee, after World War II, morphed into what we call our CIA. And both of the men, of course, were... Both Drucker and Kissinger were Jewish. Both of them had to get out of the way of Hitler, and so the U.S. became their haven. And they became involved. Peter Drucker, of course, was a Zen Buddhist. He was feeling like the Buddhist background. Buddha had perhaps the best background for the right kind of an attitude in the area of philosophy. And so what really got me into it was when my nephews became absorbed with the with this idea of the emergent movement, and actually at the beginnings of this, when Bob Buford and Drucker had met in the mid-60s. So they've been together for a long time. Bob Buford was radio and TV out of Tyler, Texas. And he took over his family business when he was in his early 20s. and a graduate from the University of Texas. He sought to find the best help he could find as he took over the family business at a young age. And so he found that Drucker was the economic guru here in the United States, who had put together, of course, General Motors and General Electric as international corporations. And Drucker felt that the corporation would be the best way to provide health care and retirement for people worldwide, is the idea. And so these were one of our first worldwide organizations in the United States. Then Drucker, after putting these corporations together and hoping that they would be the means of providing health care and retirement, found that the corporations did not have the heart that he felt was necessary. And so in his meeting with Bob Buford of Tyler, Texas, actually he was able to make Bob Buford multi-multimillionaire as he began to coach him, and Bob Buford came up with the Dallas cable network as well as Denver cable network and became involved in those expansion of those things, and they became very close. Drucker was influenced by the ministry of Bill Hybels there in Illinois, and he's a mega church person. And Drucker came to the conclusion, and this is after being with Bob Buford for a period of time, that the mega church had the greatest influence on American culture than any other institution. The mega church exceeded academia at that time in their influence on American culture, and they were sort of number one. So Drucker then focused on the mega church to bring about his plan for a Marxian socialist government that would best provide the health care and benefits for the workers.
But of course, the thing was that Drucker was not coming from a Christian point of view, but he was going to use the church for that purpose.
And exactly.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody could have a pension, if everybody could have certainly health care? And it's a wonderful idea, but the problem is that certainly it doesn't work. Basically, look over what's happening in Japan today. The graying of Japan, certainly they have all these older people certainly retiring. They have a birth rate of 1.2 children per family. So there's not enough children entering the workforce to take care of the pension fund. So basically, of course, they're just in the process of destroying their whole economy, trying to maintain the benefits until the whole thing collapses. And increasingly happened here in America, where we have about 58 million Americans retired. Another 78 million are the baby boomers, and they're in the process of retiring. And there's not going to be the young people coming in to actually fund all of these systems. And certainly so many of our pension funds are injected, have purchased bonds, and those bonds, when the interest rates go up, the value of those bonds is going to collapse. And basically, our pension funds are going to collapse along with it. But Drucker was a dreamer. He wasn't a Christian. He wanted to do good. And of course, in the process, he felt that, man, if we only could get smart men into government, everything would be fine. And then he decided to use the church for that purpose, not because he believed in Christianity, but because he felt there were a powerful geopolitical force. Would that be a fair assessment, Paul?
I believe you're right on target, certainly. And then this is why we will never get through our Congress or our government any type of a control of our borders. We need those coming into our country that will take up and add to the workforce to help provide, but it's not working. And in fact, there are those that are are coming into our country that know better how to use our welfare plan than our own citizens. And so it looks like a hopeless situation for the United States. And this is what brings me to the point that we wonder, where is the United States when it comes to the end time prophecies that are continually being fulfilled? As Israel became a nation in 1948, and then we have from there some right near 50 prophecies of Scripture that have been fulfilled since that time. And there's not many prophecies left other than the return of Christ.
Well, we live in an exciting time. If you understand the Scriptures, if you understand the prophecies, you can see them being fulfilled. Basically, of course, you go into the background of the whole idea that the children of Israel, Jews, were going to return to the Holy Land. And basically, this whole thing has been orchestrated. And basically, of course, we were told that they would actually use the shekel as a currency. This was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Basically, of course, that the Hebrew language, which was long since dead, would once again be the language of the Holy Land. There are a whole flock of certainly of prophecies which are being fulfilled, and the average individual has no idea that the prophecies are accurate. We are living in prophetic times. We'll be back in a moment with Paul Smith.
Gather for a prophecy. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, ma'am.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Paul Smith, and we're talking about the emergent church movement, which is actually advocated by a non-Christian who is a means of changing our society and using the Christian church to alter certainly the perspective of Christianity very subtly. But of course, in the whole idea of success, bring more people into the church, but not necessarily bringing them into a personal relationship with the Lord, because they were going to change the teachings of the church as well. And suddenly it was going to be more of a feeling of good, oh my goodness, you know, we'll get ahead, we'll be prosperous, people will like us, we'll have a positive message. But gradually and steadily undermining the influence of Christianity, which is why today, here in America, almost half of our Christian marriages end in divorce. Why suddenly 40% of children born in America, not necessarily Christian, but 40% of children born in America are born out of wedlock. This is not happening accidentally. The incidence of homosexuality is skyrocketing because it's being taught in our schools, and our ministers and our churches are allowing it to start in kindergarten. Paul, you pick up the story.
Well, I think at this point, I would like to look at how neo-evangelicalism, in other words, where did this come from? This whole idea how has the evangelical church, and when we think of the evangel, that's the good news of the gospel, that Jesus, of course, taught Nicodemus. And it's so clear, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then when Nicodemus asked, how can this be that a man can be born again? Jesus answered, that I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And I think that this is the thing. We take the gospel and the heart of the gospel, and we see what's happening to the very heart of the gospel. And I look at the various things that happened when my grandson, not my grandson, but my nephews became involved with this new evangelicalism, and we saw the development of new evangelicalism. And here is a young man, my brother and I both used to go over to the Long Beach Civic Auditorium to hear Dr. Charles Fuller. As he became involved in a network of radio stations, a mutual broadcasting company, 650 stations across country in those early days. And I think of how Charles Fuller was a man who, when asked, what is the greatest need? He stated this. He says, in fact, this is quoting from Dr. Fuller, said, I keep asking myself, what is the greatest need and how best to meet that need? And the answer came back, the greatest need is to send out Holy Spirit-empowered men, men in whom the Word of God dwells richly. And so it was Harold Dr. Fuller, as he spoke of that greatest need, he became involved in establishing a school on the West Coast. They felt like they needed a Caltech on the West Coast in order to promote in seminary graduates and increase the availability of men coming here to California. And so here we have his school established in 1947.
That's the Fuller Theological Seminary.
Fuller Theological Seminary.
Right.
And I think of how when we had, in fact, my nephew, he graduated from Fuller. I have his doctorate from Fuller, and I have also Rick Warren. He gets his doctorate there, and then I think of how when you take Rick Warren, and he had this to say at the Pew Forum down in Florida. Pew, of course, was an oil man, helped establish the magazine Christianity Today, gave the money to Billy Graham to start that.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Paul Smith.
How much time do we have?
Another half hour.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Never swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Paul Smith. We're talking about the influence of the emergent church on the Christian church in America and how the teaching of so much of our churches has changed under the influence of Peter Drucker and Heibel and certainly Rick Warren. And the emergent church, with over 40,000 ministers, certainly is having a profound impact upon the Christianity in America today. And just look and see what's happening to America, as America becomes certainly one of the centers of depravity throughout the world. Go right ahead, Paul.
I thought I would mention just briefly, when Rick Warren went to the Pew Forum down in Florida, he spoke of the idea of the 5 points that the Presbyterians had agreed upon in the last agreement that they had on these 5 points. They felt the General Assembly, of course, of the Presbyterian Church USA is the highest court of appeal, and they adopted a five-point declaration of essential doctrine in response to some questions raised about the orthodoxy of some of the Union Theological Seminary graduates. They felt that they should at least hold to these 5 points. And these are the 5 points that Rick Warren, when addressing the Pew Forum down in Florida, said that they were very restrictive. And this is what they were. Number one of the five declarations. Number one was the inerrancy of Scripture. Number two was the virgin birth of Christ. Number three, Christ's substitutionary atonement. Number four, Christ's bodily resurrection, that he came forth from the grave. Number five was the authenticity of the miracles. And to question these as being restrictive, of course, and suggesting that created quite a problem. And, of course, but this was something that the modernism was adopting at that time, the scientific method and the idea of modernism that now, of course, we call our period of time postmodernism. And so modernism can no longer answer the question on the complexity of the union, the human gene, and those types of things. So here we have ourselves put into a position where when they were attempting to create at Fuller Seminary a strong evangelical movement, and here we have the changes that began to come. And over a period of about 10 to 12 years, Daniel Fuller, the only son of Charles Fuller and his wife, had been attending. He attended University of Cal Berkeley, and from there got his master's degree from his dad's school, and then he also attended the Presbyterian school, Princeton, and then he went over to Germany and in Switzerland and studied with Karl Barth. Karl Barth, of course, was one who he's the one that came up with the idea that the Bible contains the Word of God. And after Charles' son, Daniel, studied with Karl Barth, he came back with the idea that the Bible has revelational and non-revelational material. And so here, within a few years, Daniel, of course, taught for 30 years there at his father's school. And I only take that because of my familiarity with the school, and I I've met with Peter Drucker, Bob Buford, and members of the Fuller staff in mid-1980s, about 1985. And by that time, Harold and Zell realized that, hey, we're going the wrong direction. And they had what they called a Black Friday and then a Black Saturday. But they tried to put together a doctrinal statement for the school that would eliminate the idea of the rapture of the church and some of the doctrines of Scripture that that Daniel Fuller Daniel felt that were an embarrassment and could no longer be accepted at the school, and so the doctrine was changed. But there was an interesting letter that Harold and Zell, who was one of the originators at the school, at Fuller Seminary, and both he and Harold Ockingay, we have a number of men, Van Teel and different ones, who came out and helped start the school with Dr. Fuller. Anyway, this letter was written by Harold Lindzell, and this was written on Christmas Eve, and this was a letter from Harold Lindzell to Harold Ockingay, who was the first president of the Fuller. He said, "This is a tragic day. This is Christmas Eve. Instead of joy and peace, there are fightings within and without, fightings without and fears within. The very Spirit of God seems to have departed from our midst. In place of prayer and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, there's bickering, deception, antagonism. I asked myself the question, where did we go wrong? What did we fail to do? What did we do that we shouldn't have done? We need divine help for deliverance, and yet my very tongue cleaves to my mouth, and the words do not form. God have mercy on us, even yet." And this is when David Hubbard was now a candidate to take over the seminary. He ended his letter by saying, "God help you and the others when you meet soon to make what will be historic decisions that will determine the future of this institution to which we have given the best years of our life. Faithfully yours, Harold and Zell."
And you know, the thing that most people, or most Christians, don't understand is they've systematically infiltrated, certainly all of the conservative organizations, with one or two exceptions, the liberal organizations, the Christian organizations, and so many of our seminaries have been systematically infiltrated and changed the basic philosophy and teachings in our seminaries. And so the ministers who go there, hoping, of course, to get a good education in preparation for doing God's work, are basically indoctrinated in ideas that will basically undermine the Word of God. Would that be a fair statement?
That is right on target again. In other words, the idea is that we have turned our backs on the reliability of God's Word. And when you do that, and you think of what kind of hope can a person have in the society in which we're living today? I think of Christians that are so confused out there now. I've never seen the church in such confusion, but I do have this hope. I think that when Peter was explaining on the day of Pentecost, and they were coming from all around Jerusalem, and those that were visiting the city that crowds into a large gathering of people, thousands are now crowded in Jerusalem on that day of Pentecost. We have the Passover is completed, 50 days have passed, and now we have the celebration of Pentecost. the cross was the completion of the work of the first feast of Passover. Christ became the Passover lamb. On the 50th day, the day of Pentecost, and the Lord had told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And he speaks of it so clearly there in the book of Acts, and where he says in the 8th verse of the first chapter there, as Jesus is speaking to the disciples, and he told them to go back to Jerusalem, I want you to tarry there. And he told them, it's not for you to know the times of the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And I think of then, as you get into the book of Revelation, and we study the churches in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, and as we have the message to the churches, and we read of the church of Ephesus, and in each case, after he writes to the church, he ends with these words, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the church of Ephesus, right away they had lost their first love. We have the church of Smyrna, Pergamos, seven churches in all. And we get down to these last churches, the church of Sardis, which is the church of the Protestant Reformation. And of course, he speaks to them, to the angel of the church in Sardis writes, these things saith he that hath seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and yet he says, and art dead. And he says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Now this is the church of the Reformation, and of course we had Martin Luther, and he came out with the just shall live by faith. And we have, the church of the Reformation, and yet it was not complete because they still had the problem. And we find that he tells them, remember how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour in which I come upon thee. Like the 10 virgins, 5 of them were filled, and there were others that were not filled and prepared when Christ returned. And this is in the 25th chapter of Matthew. But he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Then again, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Then he comes to the church of Philadelphia, and this is the age of the missionary church. And to this church, he said, I know thy work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength and hast kept my word and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they're Jews and are not. We're seeing that today, even in the evangelical church now, where we see the movement of evangelicals to suggest that the Jews are not the ones. That they take this reform theology idea of the replacement theology, and that the church has taken the place of Israel. Well, Israel was born again, it was a nation in 48, and these prophecies continue to happen. But here he speaks of the church at Philadelphia, and he says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. And this is just before, of course, the church of Laodicea that's wealthy, has all the resources and so forth. And he says that he's ready because of their lukewarm condition to spew them out of his mouth. Well, I want to be ready when the Lord returns. And I believe that the Lord is going to prepare his church in these last days. I'm looking for a real movement of God as the word gets out, and as people are so confused and people are going into a place of hopelessness, losing the money. And this is something that a one world order, Peter Drucker, he looked at this and he called this, in other words, the first easiest thing to get together is the world banking system. Number two is the governance of a one world order. But number three, and this is Peter Drucker's, that's why on the cover of my book I have a three-legged stool. And he's advocated that the third leg of the stool is going to bring stability. And Rick Warren repeats this, and his wife repeats this, that the third leg of the stool is a one world. This is a church that all can accept and be part of.
And that's exactly what, of course, the new Pope Francis is advocating, a one world religion.
One world religion.
Where, Paul, where can people get copies of your book again? Tell them how can the title of the book and how can they get it?
Okay, well, the book is called New Evangelicalism, The New World Order. And it was published by The Word for Today, which is a radio broadcast that my brother Chuck has, that we and it's The Word for Today, and I think it's just Post Office Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California.
Post Office Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California. It's an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. I've read it. I recommend it to you. Our guest is Paul Smith, and basically what he's telling you, of course, is that the church has been neutralized in many respects. We need to get back to the inerrancy of the scriptures and the worship of our Lord. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Paul, we've got about 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You go right ahead.
How long?
About 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share with you, Dr. Monte. And I have material that that I have not been able to cover this evening. But my heart's desire is that in other words, that the church will know the mercy and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. And so God loves the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that salvation comes as a result of the payment that Jesus Christ paid on the cross for your sins and mine. And thank God that there's nothing we can do. In fact, the Bible says that anything we try to add to what the price that Jesus paid is considered filthy rags. So don't try to offer filthy rags, but accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Let him come into your life and know what it is to be born again, not of water, but of the Spirit. And may the Lord bless this ministry. of Radio Liberty, and pray that God will just continue to bless that work that comes from overlooking the bay there in Central California.
Beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Paul, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Basically, if you ever get up here, we'd love to see you.
Love to visit with you.
God bless, and thanks so very much.
Thank you.
We'll be by and back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed Paul Smith's dissertation, and certainly it's important to his book, The New Age and the New World Order. And basically, this is what's happening. They've infiltrated our churches, they've neutralized our churches, and certainly I know ministers who've had the courage to speak out against this, and they've actually had people planted in their church to get rid of them. This is not imaginary. This is not simply conspiracy talk. This is what is really going on in America today. And you better understand this. We hope you want to get a copy of this talk. Certainly listen to it several times and then understand. We actually have a tape set on the Emergent Church recommended to you. Whether it's available in CD, I'm not certain. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get a copy of tonight's program and of our tape set on the Emergent Church. Understand that the church has been infiltrated, as have most of our conservative and liberal organizations. Understand that the ultimate goal is a one world government under the control of Satan. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, on Population Control, The Covert Agenda. The Forbidden Secret, an excellent DVD, and we have so many. Go up to your website, radioliberty.com, and certainly look at the tape sets, CD sets, the DVDs, the videos that we have to offer, the books that we have to offer that will help you to understand. And then, of course, you have my permission to copy anything that I have made and distribute it. We're trying to reach as many people as we can in the time that God has given us. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving rapidly towards some sort of a cataclysmic event. And the fact that the Russians now are deploying an anti-missile cruiser there, certainly at their naval base, and other ships there, certainly in the Syrian waters. And we're doing everything we can, of course, backing our, to train the rebels, the Al-Qaeda rebels that are there to overthrow the government of Assad. But if they do, it will certainly give these radical Islamic people, Al-Qaeda, access to Assad's chemical weapons. Why would we do that sort of thing? Well, because, of course, we've been taken over by people who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview. Certainly, you have to understand that Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Israel are acting as our surrogates there. And, of course, Russia is using Iran and Syria as their surrogates. And certainly there's a conflict there between the East and the West, but most people don't even understand what it's all about. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you doubt what I'm saying, you should read Zygmunt Brzezinski's article. It was in Time magazine last week. And there's a new one out this week by Fareed Zakhar. And basically, you want to read that one as well. He's a member of the CFR, and he's simply saying that we're going to have to cut back on our involvement overseas. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fully committed. And this may very well bankrupt America, but these people's loyalty is not to America. It is to this internationalist dream, this one world government. And many of them may well be motivated by idealism, but some of them, of course, are worship and understand that this is a satanic conspiracy in which they're involved. And their goal is to bring about a one world satanic government. Go to the website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and look at the logo. Notice that it's joined together in the seven in the center by an upside-down broken cross. That is Nero's cross, an upside-down broken cross, the symbol of the ancient mystery religions. This program has been going on for thousands of years. The ultimate goal is a world government. The Greeks tried it, certainly the Romans tried it, Hitler tried it, the communists tried it, certainly Genghis Khan tried it. None of them succeeded, but we're moving rapidly towards the consolidation of this movement today. Well, that's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. That's why we're moving another 35, our troops in another 35 nations in Africa. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, please. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It is Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you are safe in Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh, the tornadoes. They are describing it as an outbreak of tornadoes. Deadly outbreak of tornadoes. We can only pray that our Power Hour listeners are prepared and safe. Oh, my goodness, I was sure thinking of them last night. We have so many in Oklahoma. It is scary. You know, tornadoes are not like tornadoes used to be. Someone's been working overtime on this little operation. Think about it. Tornadoes used to come and go. Now they come and sit still for an hour or for a while and just completely obliterate a town. And now they're looking at Joplin, Missouri, coming upon its second year anniversary, of possibly being in the way again. Oh, my gosh. To all of you out there, pay attention to what your NOAA radios say and stay prepared with you, your animals,